The 1997 Sunstone Symposium presents session number 275, Deconstructing the Mailbox, a look at church videos, with Sam Cannon and Matt Workman.
Perpetuating the joke as long as we can. My name is Matt Workman, and I'm the owner of a white four-door American luxury sedan. My grandfather gave it to me today, so this is like a very... So if I'm glowing, that's why. You haven't lived till you've driven a Buick. I'm essentially unemployed, but I've got an old man's car with handicap plates on the back. and a big disabled American veteran sticker. I have found my car. When you see that, when you see it coming down the road, wave to me. There's a little Buick thumbs up. Thumbs up, Buick. So I'm very excited about that. Over to my right is Sam Cannon, editor of Grid Magazine, and voted America's Sweetheart in 1993. Unfortunately, I don't have another joke for Sam. We have joining us eventually. I've been holed up at the problems at the airport. I've recently moved to L.A., and when you go to shows in Los Angeles, much of the time, you'll go to see a band or a comedian or a comedy troupe, and they'll bring in, halfway through, they'll go, "We have a surprise for you. It's Frank Sinatra," or whoever. And out he comes and sings, "Yeah, but you," and he goes away. We have such an event.
Really?
It wasn't going to be a surprise, but, it's the person who's not here yet. But we do promise you a giant of Mormon comedy before this session is through. And originally the speech was meant to stall until this person could arrive. But it looks like the flight has been delayed enough that we're just going to go without. So what we're doing here today is, just by a show of hands, has anybody ever seen a program on cable called Mystery Science Theater 3000? Show of hands, do it again. Wow. Cable,
you're going to be disappointed.
Has reached America. So, okay, so you know the basic premise. They show movies that are either extremely silly or extremely serious and shout out comments at the movie. This is essentially what we're going to be doing today. Now, we've got some, but we also would like just to have the feeling of, say, watching a movie in the inner city.
Kung Fu.
Feel free to freestyle your own stuff. If nothing else, we would like today to be a celebration to Reed Smoot, who we were... Reed Smoot is during the research for the extensive research we did for this, pouring over many of the church's fine videos of the 1970s, which is before Bonneville Communications, but after the Deseret Sunday School. we found that the director of photography for almost all of the really super depressing church films is a guy named Reed Smoot, and Reed Smoot's artistic direction. If you were going to light this scene, you would probably do this. This would be a Reed Smoot film. If your life was getting a little bit better, there we go. That would be what you get. Reed likes his films dark. I've never met Reed, but I expect he's the Morrissey of Mormon films. He's our dark brooding hero. He's going to be our man for these films, and so we narrowed it down. We have to do Reed's movie film. So anytime you see Reed's name appear in the credits anywhere, shout out his name, like smoot, 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 something like that. We wanna give shout outs across the region because we love him. Like he's gonna be our fifth Beatle tonight. Yeah. If he were here, I don't even know if he's alive or dead or what's up. But there were many other films we could have picked. Our two films on Station Wondering is The Phone Call and The Mailbox. The Phone Call, we will have more specific intros, but The Phone Call is a very silly film that features that guy that is a Superman, and not Christopher Reeve, but the guy that was the copy boy,
Jimmy Olsen?
Jimmy Olsen. Jimmy Carter. So he's in that film, and Reed Smoot directs that, and also The Mailbox, which is about how miserable you're supposed to be when you're older. We'll have more on that film later, but there were plenty of other films, even just on the compilations that we had to get for first off. The Phone Call is basically a contraband these days. If you can find a copy, you save it and then use it to send your kids to college or whatever, because it is... If we don't get this copy back, basically both our legs are going to be broken. It took a lot of doing to get a copy of The Phone Call today, so you can thank us later. But there were other almost as depressing films we could have picked. Blind Love. Anyone see Blind Love? Mm-hmm. Blind Love. Wow. Yeah. So Blind Love. Set in the 1940s, a blind man and a homely woman. Material from the middle around the room.
They fall in love and marry.
Emily, the woman, with her name Tony, considers herself very unattractive and is afraid her husband will be disappointed when he sees her after his cornea transplant. A big one, the church has reissued this one, and I have actually not seen it yet, but it is, at least from the description I heard, beautiful. The Pump. From 1986, so this would be a more Bonneville hero, which is a thirsty desert traveler must choose between drinking a small bottle of water and priming an old pump in hopes of getting all the water he needs. Numerous gospel-related analogies may be drawn as he drinks the water and dies. Maybe you don't have to see it. I recommend it. You can get it. It's like a video single now. You can get it with like new like computer enhanced opening. Pumping the guys. Water's in there. So okay. And another one. Another. And this is a right. This is vintage Reed Smoot here. And this is not. This is on the Worth of Souls compilation, which is currently available $9. And this, you know, and that, I went to the premium for this, so you can probably get it for $6 or whatever.
Distribution has it for $3.
Distribution has it for $3. I feel I'm going to have to go to rape counseling now. I'm very violent. There's Uncle Ben, a true story of an alcoholic who seeks custody of nephews and niece orphaned by an accident. As he faces the challenge to overcome his alcohol problem and be a good father, he realizes a greater reward than he had ever met. Everyone dies in Reed Smoot films, by the way. If you wake up tomorrow and find that you're in a Reed Smoot film, never, ever, ever be short of breath. Because the next day you're going to be dead. But it's almost always a painless death. You'll go in your sleep. So if you find it, I'm short of breath. Write your kids. Get the personal affairs in order. You're checking out. Finally, the 1969 classic, Pioneers in Petticoats. Set in a small Utah town in the 19th century, Abigail is rebellious when her father, the bishop, calls her to be president of the newly organized Retrenchment Society. Though her heart is not in it, she leads the girls through many worthwhile activities and experiences. One night, her rebelliousness surfaces, and she joins the town's wild crowd for an evening that nearly ends in disaster. Pioneers and petticoats. All of these can be juggled by someone more coordinated than me. Anyhow, we're in a Sam Cannon. Is a respected writer and passed college and high school and did many things that I never have. So he's going to give us a little more information about the phone call, and then we're going to begin making fun of it. Thank you.
What I meant was I took some notes. So that's the difference between college and not.
I love you, Sam.
The phone call, which was filmed in 1977, again a Reed Smoot production, was written by one Jack Whalen, we like to think of it as Jack Whalen's Citizen Kane. Series that came after that just never really quite met up to the quality.
Only one of the girls had a boy's name.
Well,
Charlie.
Okay. Well, I never read any of them.
He could have been a girl.
Anyway, so Jack Whalen's Citizen Kane, the phone call, addresses the plight of the nerd much earlier than most of popular media. Latched onto this phenomenon. As a matter of fact, it was cited by Anthony Edwards as a great influence in his preparation for his role in Revenge of the Nerds. some of you Utah County locals will notice it said at Ripple's Ice Cream in Orem.
Tell us the difference.
Anyway, and I believe this film was responsible for boosting their sales by 300%. We've been there a lot since we saw it. Just so we can kind of act it out and make our own fun. That's basically it. It also addresses some other more serious issues such as minority instruments such as the bassoon. It addresses abusive relationships. It addresses muscle cars, and really the plight of the ice cream stand worker. I don't think our mass media has really even begun to address that in the way they should. But it's ahead of its time. Let's give it a look-see here. And like Matt said, feel free to type in because we're not.
Last time it hit Strong, we were banned from all award talent shows, so this might be the last time you ever see us at anything like Sunstone, so like your grandkids.
Women seeking men, men seeking dogs.
Hello, Pam. This is Scott. How would you like to go to the movies with me Saturday night?
Do you like scary movies? Pam works at the bank?
Her voice sure has changed, hasn't it?
Be a model, or just look like one. We know what you did. Who's the deft paper boy? All the ladies think he's coy.
Scott!
Damn right. Because they say that cat Scott is one bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
But I'm talking about Scott.
And we can dig it.
Damn, I'm
good.
Oh, yeah. What the? Those crazy kids.
Rob a bank.
Do you lack confidence?
Do you have Carrot Top's hairdo? Ripples!
Ripples are gonna rip. Ripples are gonna rip. Oh. Don't use a shake machine, it's not safe.
He's such a nerd, he can't make a shake. How about an ice cream? Nope.
That would make a great chocolate malt.
Wah, 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 wah.
I think you use a little too much chocolate.
Yeah, I'm trying.
You certainly are.
Merry Christmas.
I'm going to kill myself because I hate my job. This cruel world is not worth it.
Let's see, lettuce, wait, how's it go? Lettuce, tomato, special, wait, special sauce, sesame, no.
Yeah, I got your food folks in fun right here.
Boom, boom! Ladies and gentlemen, the dawning of the BYU cafeteria.
I certainly like it here.
You should be home practicing on my bassoon.
What?
You should be petting a baboon.
It's an instrument.
You're a nerd.
Mr. Beamer,
he only yells like that when he's mad. I guess no one ever tried making French fried hot dog buns before.
Yeah, well, I know I can pick all this up. First few days are always tough.
Why did you take this job anyway?
I've got this drug problem.
I'm going to take a karate course. Got to build up my confidence. Got to call up this girl.
Hey, maybe I was a little hard on you. I'd hate to see you lose your job. Make it easier.
Ooh.
Here comes trouble.
Bad muscle car.
Have fun playing the balloon.
Yeah, it's a bassoon.
Come on, move it. I'm
I hate that Joe.
Joe's so mean. Nice butt. That was meant to hurt.
Look, I don't care what you say. Missed the cue. Try that joke again. I don't care what you say. The author, or I look much more like Starsky than Hutch. There's a payoff there, I promise.
The B. Arthur joke will come up later.
What's your favorite malt?
Get lost malt.
Yeah, and if I had my mace, I'd spray you something silly.
Busy day. Yeah, sure was. Jackie? Hmm? Can I walk you home?
Long walks.
I have long feet.
I get it.
You're not very talkative today. Scott, what's the matter?
Yeah, what did I say?
Taking a stroll with me.
Nothing.
Well, be honest. I can take it.
Nothing's wrong with you. Except maybe bringing grilled cheese sandwiches.
I'm being a nerd.
Sit down and weigh 26,000 grams.
There you go with drugs again.
This is bigger than the metric system. It's the bassoon.
No.
The bassoon. It really hasn't made it with big rock groups yet. But I plan on forming a rock group. I'm going to have an electronic bassoon. I haven't figured out the details yet.
Falco did.
Where can I get a date?
Let's do the time warp together.
What'd you say?
Hello?
That's all.
I'd rather not go into it.
Hey, maybe you just need a little practice.
Practice?
Listen, why don't you call me tonight? Just for practice.
Okay. I'll call you tonight.
I'm gonna call a girl. I'm gonna call a girl.
Reed Smoots. Bassoon in the background.
Hello?
Hello, Becky.
This is Scott.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, Becky.
You stole our joke.
Great, you stole our joke.
$3.99 a minute.
Yeah.
You don't like him very much, do you?
Why not?
He's a success, not me.
Maybe it's something I should try. Okay, let's say I came home from work to your house, and
I sat out in front of the TV, and I had something cold to drink, and
yes.
I turned on the game. Okay, you say something to me.
How's the game?
Don't bother me when I'm watching the game.
Can't you let me have 5 minutes of peace?
Scott, you're scaring me.
I don't like it.
That's what Joe does to you.
Is it?
Yeah. You would never do a dumb thing like marry him, would you?
I mean, I'm serious about
it. I don't know.
I bet she'd treat you the same way after you were married.
I never treat you that way, though.
How would you treat me?
I treat you special.
All nerds do.
That's not wrong, did I?
No, goodbye.
You're mad at me, aren't you?
No, I'm just thinking.
These fumes are making me woozy.
You and Joe.
Hey, maybe I needed to hear it.
Yeah, I think you're great, Becky.
Yeah, well, I think you're nice, too.
I wish I were.
Don't ever call a guy nice, by the way.
Well, you're not. You've just told yourself that so many times, you're starting to believe it.
If I had it in football, then I'd be somebody.
Yeah, like Robbie Bosco.
You're somebody now. I think you're the most decent guy I've ever met.
Think so?
Okay, that I've ever worked with.
My dad talks to everybody. He just walks right up and starts talking to him. Even gas station attendants.
Ooh, gas station attendants.
This isn't going to be good.
How are things in California? Are the oranges doing well?
What?
The oranges in California.
This is how Three's Company got started.
I guess if we haven't heard anything, I guess we can assume they're doing okay. We'll have a good crop of oranges next year. What did she say?
Whatever.
And Farfik Nugent?
You don't know. You know, I think that's funny. You know, you buy a small car so you can get good gas mileage, and you don't know what gas mileage you get. I think that's funny. Don't you think that's funny?
Feet don't fail us now!
You forgot your change.
Are you passengers or drivers? Oh, and don't fry hamburgers.
My boy. Wait a minute. I need some practice. Wait. Hello?
The faces of those he's wronged float up at him.
And I'll stop calling him Fatty.
His spider senses tingle.
This is what happens to Scott when he gets a couple beers in him.
Scott, killing machine.
There goes the Elder Scorn president. Okay, Don Knotts. You've mentioned that.
That doesn't matter to you, we're still friends. Well, I'm in an orchestra. We play classical music.
You know, Zeppelin.
Next Thursday night, the Orchestra Society's having a dinner and a dance at the hotel ballroom.
I'm going to say this real fast so you can't say no.
There'll be a lot of really old guys there, but there'll be a lot of really young guys, too. Your age. The brass section.
Herb Alpert.
There's a reason.
Not afraid, Joe.
Well, it is his nice goal.
Don't worry. Got it all figured out. A little light conversation to put her at ease.
Some Spanish fly. Taking Lamaze courses.
Don't do that in the Reed Smoot film.
Hello? This is Pamela Robertson of 1054 Riverside Drive. This is Scott McCormick of 619 Riverside Drive.
I got nothing for that.
What about the national deficit?
I saw you spraying your dandelions a few days ago. What kind of weed killer do you use? Oh, no, that's okay. You don't have to go all the way to your garage to find out. I'll ask your father. I bet you did a great job, though. I bet you killed off every dandelion in your yard.
Little primatine is going to help there, kid.
One thing I really like about you, Pam, you're really very thorough.
Way to butter her up. Especially with my part.
He's a regular Barry White.
I'm going to go to college. Yeah. You know, I don't want you to think I was going to get married right away.
He didn't go to BYU, did he?
Doesn't it sound like I'm talking to somebody? That sure is funny.
Because I hear voices, too.
By this point, the FBI is trailing him. Okay, what's happening?
This requires total concentration. I'll show them a grand slam.
Or a moon over my hammy.
Just as I suspected. Look at Nancy Drew there.
I'm subconsciously blocked it. I'm afraid of his fist.
He bowls, doesn't he?
How's it going?
It's not.
Fire sprinkles went off in the bowling alley last night. We closed it down a couple of days.
Closed it down a couple days. Well, I'm screwed. I tell you, B. Arthur could kick Estelle Getty's butt! We'll ask Scott here, see what he has to say. I think I'll wait here. Or go outside. Notice the mood-setting bassoon.
As opposed to the zippy clarinets earlier.
I can reach down your throat and pull out your heart and show it to you before you die. Buck 25.
I'm not going to break your arm. I'm going to break your head.
Well, that's worse.
I'm going to build you a shelf like college kids do.
This time with feeling.
Got it.
Don't press your luck, Joe.
How'd that hurt his other hand?
Hong Kong Fooey,
number one super guy. Oh, actually, I was just going to take a nap, if you don't mind.
Think I scared him?
Hey, Scott, why don't you come on in there? This is me and Matt as deacons. No, a call girl.
None other than Farrah Fawcett.
I paid her. This is Julie, our cruise director. What a stud. Wait, tell myself, then do it? Wait, do it, and then tell myself? How'd that go?
Why don't you go make the phone call?
Oh, title check.
Nine, one, one.
Pull Pam, this is Scott.
Your stalker? How do you know when it's really love?
I mean, that's something we both share, isn't it? Oh, no. No, Becky's just a friend. Why? Oh, really? He is, huh?
Well, you tell him Becky's a fine person. No, Becky broke up with Joe.
No.
After I had fought him. It's a long story. Some guy wants to take you out next week.
Was he in the car last night?
Yeah.
He was wearing a lampshade.
Remember the guy who wanted to help when I spilled the clam chowder on your shoes?
The United States Senator?
Becky, don't tell yourself it couldn't happen. Hey, let me tell you a little something about Becky. Hope she won't mind me saying. But you know, we both work in the drive-in. Well, when it comes to cleaning the grease trays and the grill, you gotta do it once a month. You know what I mean? And she's special. Listen, you tell Mike to come down here tomorrow and I'll put in a good word to Becky about him. Pamela, why don't you come down with Mike and I'll buy you banana split at absolutely no cost to you. Okay. See you later.
You old Casanova.
Oh, he.
Yeah, she's really falling for me. Maybe I shouldn't say anything, but on my way to work this morning, she was outside spraying for crabgrass.
We gotta wait for Reed. Reed. No, not yet. I mean. Reese!
Joanna, everyone thinks you're probably either like Kevin Grondahl or what's his face Kirby or whoever, because we gave you a big buildup and didn't say what your name was anyway. Oh dear. So I'm glad I don't have to live up to that kind of billing. Now, with pertinent scholarly information on the movie you're about to see, which is going to be the most depressing thing you have ever seen in your life. I don't care what you viewed. I don't care what sort of trauma you've been through. This is the most. Yes, ma'am. You know, stand up. Stand up and represent for Reed.
When I was writing the screenplay for The Mailbox, Reed smooths out the next table, and Reed actually is a very cool guy and has a lot of talent and a lot of stuff in Hollywood. But there was other restrictions when you made a movie for BYU. So I want you to blame Reed completely.
You wrote the screenplay.
But
are you just calling
out? No, actually, you'll see my name. But the blind love, blind love that you're referring to was actually a show on. If you remember the old show, that saved me a tiny bit, The Millionaire, where they go around and give people $1 million, and it was switched sexes. Charles Bronson was the ugly husband who, when he got $1 million, left out of court and his grandson was afraid she'd see him and see how ugly he was. That was like Charles Bronson's first role.
No, no, no. And Alice Cooper was his member fellowship. Howard Jones drove him all the church.
And I taught my peer in seminary who went on to found suicidal tendencies.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great
answer.
Wow.
That one's true.
Reed was cool. Tell us about Reed. That's all you know. He was very cool. He was the man about campus.
And he had a big beard, so he's not like that.
Was he always moonlit by any chance?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't know we'd have the person that wrote this thing. I would have stayed in California.
Actually, I didn't write the final version. So.
Oh, good. We're making fun of stuff you didn't write. And I might add, your best stuff was on the cutting room before. I spent 10 months in L.A. and I've learned to say that to anyone. Say it to your waiter, you'll get better service. Doesn't matter. Just say that to everyone. And also say, I'm not just saying that. That's it. I'm not just saying that. Like, after anything. Anyway, more pertinent information on the mailbox by someone who didn't write the screenplay or hang out with Reed or know anything about it is just one of these smart aleck kids who was on this email list. Joanna Brooks.
We're coaching her. I'm her lawyer.
Don't use that.
And I'm not just saying that.
You know, there are so many guilt-inducing movies in the late 70s. I mean, we're going to do a panel on A Few of Them Tomorrow with The Cipher in the Snow, which I reviewed last
time.
That is also a recent movie. I mean, this is a school of cinema here. You know, and the kid falls off the bus and dies. And he just falls off the bus. And, okay, so we're working with guilt here. Merciless fun of her too, just because how else do you deal with this much guilt, right? You're gonna turn the table somehow, or you're gonna drive yourself off a cliff. So please don't get too upset. We're not gonna be merciless, but I mean, we were upset. When Matt and I were watching it and previewing and preparing for this, we were thinking about trying to use some good critical brains too, as well as just our comic gut reflexes. And
most
it was really
that was all on the cutting room floor.
But it was really got to us was the picture of aging and the picture of, you know, older people this day. That you have no mobility, you are stuck in the house that your father made many years ago. You walk to the mailbox back, that's it. Right? And we were talking about our own grandparents and, you know, is this the case, you know, what, especially representations of women in this movie were just so bad. You will die alone. A message from your friends, the Mormons. So please understand that's the spirit of kind of resistance and reclamation of aging and vitality somehow that we're going to do this merciless lampoon. So that's all I can say about the intro.
Oh dear.
Figure the technology out. What did you do, Sam? You're our leader. I am. This is the end of another Reed Smoot film. Enjoy.
Woohoo!
Smoot, smoot.
Smoot, smoot, smoot.
Math is hard.
And if I do math, I'll never meet a boy.
He's the fairy princess.
Not nearly as pretty as I am.
Oh, speaking of postcards. Oh, it's that time.
What time is it?
It's time for another depressing BYU Studios movie.
A Brigham Young University production, filmed in Giltorama 3000. Also starring Gordon Jump as the bike salesman with a problem.
I heard Rachel Jacobs sound like a 10-picture deal. She got, like, major advances from BYU Studios. They thought she'd be the next Marie Osmond, but...
Reed!
Carl E. Wesson, Donald W. Fink, James A. May, Robert M. Jensen.
General authority initials added for your convenience. Meryl Jensen will be blamed for the score later.
Those were my dentures!
I meant to do that!
Oh, you were just a consultant?
Really the Mormon Artur, David Jacobs. He's here, I'm sorry.
That fancy script shouldn't fool anybody. This is a depressing film.
You've got mail.
I don't want to work. I just want to bang on my mailbox all day. Gotta tinkle.
She's getting nice and fat and ready to eat now.
Hey, sweet butt. And I got stuck with all the exposition. But I drink a fifth of vodka till I can't remember my name.
You are getting old.
I stole the rest of it.
There goes the hottest civil servant this side of the Wasatch.
I desire him. Don't say it couldn't happen. Little light, Reed.
Lights.
Tell David O. McKay I have his hair if he needs it.
Okay, when did Carole King join the church?
Right after Lionel Richie.
Lights, please.
Come on, Reed. Turn a light on for the woman.
Your twilight years will be alone and without a family. A message from your friends, the Mormons.
Time to make the donuts.
And you got butter. Butter.
I'm very hungry. I hope you're keeping your fat and ready. Well, they should.
Why don't you let me bring you the mail? I have to come out anyway, and it would save you the walk. No.
Ellen did it.
And only one.
Have you heard from Myra lately?
Not lately. She did send a card from Spain.
Socialist.
And said that she was going on the business for sure.
Probably voted for the ERA. Successful? No success compensates for failure. She's living with another woman. I think her name is Sonia.
taking us so long?
I'm not allowed to be out this long, really.
No problem, Mae West.
I still feel lonely. I was happy in the haze of a drunken hour, but heaven knows I'm miserable now.
I've been to the mailbox, but I've never been to me.
No one will be admitted during the chilling cross-stitch scene.
Coming to a DI near you.
Your twilight years will leave you washed up. A message from your friends, the Mormons.
Can we have more symbolism here? Just a little more.
And a little light while you're at it.
Read light, please.
And Batman.
Ooh, these should fatten that little girl up nicely. And with this granny outfit, she'll never know I'm really a wolf.
Because I'm lonely. Did I mention I'm lonely?
Here comes Little Blue Riding Hood! And you're gonna follow it!
Yeah, yada, yada, yada.
Get with it, Granny. People are living together these days.
Mr. Smoot, I'm ready for my close-up now.
My father built it. My husband fixed it up.
I never had a say in the whole matter.
Babies were born in homes in those days. And though my daughter's getting old-fashioned, I guess, I'm still very comfortable here.
You can come and live
with us if you want. Oh. Liar. But I'm fine. Oh, I get a little
lonesome for my children and my grandchildren once in a while. Oh, there you go. But I'm fine.
Are you still there?
I was expecting Dionne Warwick.
Well, I'd like to order the commemorative Elvis plate, if I could. Heavy breathing.
And sometimes I can't even hear.
I can't hear you, Mama. I'll call again in a few weeks.
Oh, this technology is so frustrating.
Maybe she should try to call Pam. It's code.
I gotta go now. I gotta go to a Mormons for ERA meeting.
Bye-bye, dear.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
Leafy.
Nothing today.
Thanks, Mike. Take me with you?
We appreciate
all you do for Mother. You're a dear friend. I really don't mind. I plan to
marry because she's... We've settled,
Sharon. The rest home
is the only answer. We worry about her there alone. If you could just ride or visit more often...
No, it's settled.
Oppose me, and I will crush you.
And cheese.
Please, Sharon. We love Mother. We're just doing this for her own good.
See, we fall for anything here in Midway.
Even potting has left has lost its savor.
We'd be ruling Argentina together now.
Where's the Excedrin? Misery, misery, misery.
A message from your friends, the Mormons. Where's the home front ad now?
Downy is the fabric softener of Zion.
Look for the product shot. Look for the product shot. And jackpot!
That is... You know, in a it's over. She's gone.
She's out of breath, ladies and gentlemen.
Clock's a ticking.
Leading cause of death in a Reed Smoot film.
Does it have any special meaning? Yes, it has.
Means soul sister.
My parents were very happy when I was born. Their first daughter. They wanted to give me a special name, so they called me Leafy, which means
Leafy, but with a lisp.
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
Speaking of children, have you heard from any of yours lately? Not for ages. I'm way past due. A letter of cards.
How about a home pregnancy test or something?
You could smell it coming. I'm sorry. My husband's going to be chaining me to some Tupperware tonight. Time to make the donuts.
Butter.
Ow! The mailbox too. Leafy's revenge.
Oh, it's that delightful Carol Wright again.
It's against the union contract.
Don't think I won't use this cane.
I'm off to audition for the role of Cletus on Dukes of Hazzard.
Eat your heart out, Gordon Jump.
Make happy, fluffy little ease.
On top of the happy mailbox.
I'll put his eyes out with my cane.
Maybe you could find a pair of glasses that looks less like you stole them from Paul Lynn.
Imagine that.
Well, let's give her the neighbor's mail.
Now the Johnson family, there's a popular family.
You know, someone should just buy Lethe like a gift subscription to the Ensign or something. Church News. She's a maniac, maniac. And she's dancing like she's never done.
And I'm dopey.
They don't love me.
Oh, they are. They're just slow.
Thanks for rubbing it in.
They stopped loving me years ago.
I love them, child. They bring back such happy memories.
I use them to lure little girls like you into my oven.
How would you like to draw them a picture now?
And the naked model.
Feeling somewhat disgruntled today.
At last, it's no her kids. It's about time.
I was about to shoot somebody.
Clap on.
Oh, late.
Same joke.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Beautiful day for a letter.
That's that's not a jovial bassoon, but a
the bassoons of foreboding. And the harpsichordist of death. There's a lot of other 70s vocalists that could have done this number as well. Irene Cara, Chaka Khan, Donna Summer, Yvonne Elliman, Linda Ronstadt, Marie Osmond, the Bee Gees.
We call this tableau Lethe's Sense of Slush. I wonder if there's a troll waiting by the bridge.
You're supposed to be crying by now.
If you're not crying, there could be something wrong with you.
You have mail.
What the?
Parquet.
Free associate, now.
Glasses.
Milk.
The children.
Dogs.
Shoelaces.
A pillow.
30-year mortgage.
Dental floss.
Personal progress book.
Bonneville Third Ward.
Decoupage.
Words I don't understand.
Release society crafts.
Words I don't understand.
Lucky you. Black cats are an omen.
Hmm.
Meow.
I'll stand for Lethe's theme.
And wait for the change here.
As death approaches steadily, she becomes happier and happier. Go towards the light.
And when you go, it should be with the chamber orchestra, too.
The can opener, tin snips.
My question,
what was
Matt, where'd
for?
She get all that mail? There's some mail there.
Yeah, there's a lot of mail. She's making this up.
Symbolism, please. A little more symbolism, please.
Master Thespian!
I've fallen and I can't get up! Open the door! I'll send my henchmen over! I'm cuter than ever! You're gonna make me late for Cougarette tryouts.
Hold on, Lethe. The ambulance will be here any minute now.
too much Kool-Aid?
If you could hide to
Rosebud. Take your time.
I'm so sorry, Myra. There was nothing any of us could do for her.
Except for maybe write her a letter.
Well, the HMO actually wouldn't spring for the morphine.
Yes, she was able to say a few words.
What's the message?
What?
Your real father's a black man.
So happy to get that letter.
Feel better now? I'll show you for going
you
to Spain.
You get old, you die, fade to black.